anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in her arms and love me too. You couldn't really have a heart and hurt me like you hurt me and be so. Without you, I did. Knowing I love you so. Anyone who had a heart would take me in her arms and love me too. You couldn't really have and hurt me like you've hurt me and be so untrue. So what can I do?
No. Luther Vandross there. Anyone who had a heart. Anyone who has a heart would listen to CKUW. It's a scientific fact. Something that's also a fact. You better accept it. And that is comic book radio theater. We continue our reading of Teen Titans Spotlight number 2, printed September 1986. All right, this is quite the heady story. I want to jump back into this. I don't want to spend too much time with you guys. I want to jump right into this while I got the whole spirit and energy to perform and all that going through me, coursing through my body. It's more about my head than my body, but anyway, you don't need to know that. You do need to know this. It's Comic Book Radio Theater, the late night program where I read you a comic book. Hopefully you're entertained. We continue the reading of... Let me clear my throat. It's only natural. Human of me to do that. You know, I think, you know, I'm gonna run this all the way through. Yes, I am. No little breaks. It's what, past 4 in the morning? Yeah, no little breaks for me. I'm hot as it is. Okay, ready to go with the continuation of our story, Teen Titans Spotlight number 2. You found it around in September of 1986. Also, brand new music at that time. You would see it anywhere. In a record store, vinyl, tape cassettes. There were CDs back then. CDs were just starting, the compact disc. It's just a thing that was just beginning. Now people even hardly use them anymore, except here at the station, if you didn't know that. Send your recordings here if you're a promising recording artist. Maybe you got a band going on or whatever. Send it to here on CD. You didn't know that about our radio station. We'll listen to brand new music that was out there September 1986. I remember the music video for this one song. Cameo. They said, word up. That's what they were saying. Word up. All right. Word up to this. We'll also have Meatloaf. Song Getting Away with Murder. Let's hope not. Considering this story. We'll also have Cyndi Lauper. Cyndi Lauper. Say her name right. Okay. Cyndi Lauper. She's performing live in concert from the Budokan. That's in Tokyo, Japan. So, live concert, Cyndi Lauper. And the song that will follow, I think, is just most appropriate for this story. We'll hear from the Human League, their song, Human. You'd have to be a somebody to ever have heard this song. I'm sure you've heard it. Walking through a shopping mall or just listening to other radio stations that play you the same music ad nauseum, ad nauseum, ad nauseum from the past. Well, we'll be people just like them and do that at least one more time. All right, that's the music you are going to get when I take my next breaks from reading you Teen Titans Spotlight number 2 from September of 1986. Also, that period of time gave you new music from Cameo, Meatloaf, Cyndi Lauper, and The Human League. All right, I gotta be off. All right. You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. This show is Comic Book Radio Theater. We are in the late night. Thank you for joining me. This is the 95.9 FM from Winnipeg. We'll be right back.
I'm Kyle, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Perfect.
Yes.
So, if my people lay down their weapons, the government wins. And if they resort to violence, the government achieves a publicity victory. And who is to blame? Pretoria? No. The American superhero, you? Yes. And again, the government wins. The government wins. But we cannot let them win. If my husband is to die, let his cause live on. We can find freedom, not with a clenched fist, but with an open hand. I live by that, he lived by that belief, and so do I. I help in any way?
Ava, we will do anything you ask of us.
The government does not allow us blacks to congregate or march even in peace. But tonight we shall stage a march, a peaceful march. A peaceful march. I should give myself up, clear myself if I can, at least of intentional murder. No, please, don't, not yet. As I say, I believe you were fooled into attacking that building. If we can prove it.
Starfire flies off into the air.
Maybe we can. I'll be back. And thank you, Ada. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
As Starfire flies off into the air, she thinks to herself.
Nightwing always says, I should think logically. I'm gonna do that right now. Right now. And maybe clear up exactly what happened. Why was Father Mandutu in that building all alone? Nobody else was found. Maybe his wife Ada is right. It was a setup. It was a setup. It would be easy to goad me into attacking. They knew how angry I was. And with a little checking around, would tell them, usually I give in to all my temper, sometimes all too quickly. Which means they had to know that I was coming here. Everything in here, it's being destroyed. Destroyed. This is where their computers were stored. Yet, nothing here but rubble. I'm sure there hasn't been enough time to clean up yet.
had to know what I'd do.
Damn them!
Damn them!
Damn
them! They've turned me into a murderer!
Murderer! Murderer!
Damn them!
Damn them!
Damn them!
Damn them!
The Starfire destroys the rest of the room. Starfire flies off after destroying the rest of the room. Obviously, they moved everything everywhere else. Obviously, they moved everything everywhere else. I need access to their computers. And they've provided me one way to get it. Starfire flies along a highway and finds army soldiers in a jeep and lands in front of them.
It's the American superhero!
Not exactly, but that will do. Starfire grabs the two South African army soldiers. Now, you army soldiers are aware that I'm a murderer. I'm a murderer. Well, three murders are as good as one in my book. So I suggest you tell me what I need to know.
Please, 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 please don't hurt us! Hurt us!
Starfire grabs the two South African army soldiers and flies high, high above the capital city of Pretoria. Where are the army's computers?
We can't tell you!
I don't think you have any choice here. I mean, one of my little bolts could probably melt both you and your friends' faces off right to the ground. Or, since you're so high up here, I could simply let you drop. Bye!
No!
Starfire flies down and catches the South African soldiers just in time before they hit the ground. Now you're being reasonable. Very reasonable.
Very reasonable. Very reasonable.
Starfire flies the two South African soldiers up high again, holding them in her arms.
Okay, okay.
From the beginning, okay? I want to know everything. And please, don't leave anything out. Unless you enjoy playing human yo-yo again. Advance a scene where Starfire has tied up the two army soldiers and flies off and thinks to herself, Nightwing's done things like that, like this 100 times, but I never thought I could pull it off. after receiving the information about where the Army's computers are stored, Starfire finds the building and enters her own way. They were in the process of moving to this new building when I first landed. Now I've broken the window. They've obviously used that to manipulate me. Starfire is now in these Army computer offices. Okay, now I'm here. What now? I guess check the file under M for Father Mandutu. Don't know what I'll find, but... Ah, right here. Now, everything would be useful. Yeah. Yep, Father Nelson Mandutu. Obviously, they kept very close tabs on him. No wonder. He was a major voice in trying to end their racist ways. The document they showed on television. But this is only a copy. There's no original. I'm not sure what that means. I think I can hear a guard coming.
A guard opens up the door with a gun ready in his hand.
I heard noise! Noise in here! A crash!
Nobody. I see nobody. But the window's shattered.
The armed guard goes up to the window and inspects the shattered glass.
20 stories straight down. No way there could be an intruder. What is going on here?
Just in case, I better alert the army captain.
He wanted to know if there was anything strange happening. And this definitely fits under things that are strange.
We'll return to Teen Titans Spotlight number 2 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM. All right.
Okay, what are ads? I forgot which they are.
Where are they? Oh. Okay. All right. This one is for what? I'd like to give a clue to what these ads are. I don't know if people play along at home. I don't know. But if you do, let's see. This would be about how to become a better athlete. What am I talking about?
Become a winning champion! Amazing book reveals the secrets of top professional and Olympic athletes. Send $5.95 to Kiwi Sports, P.O. Box 1917, Hollywood, California, zip code 33022. Order now and be on your way to becoming a better athlete. Become a winning champion with this amazing book that reveals secrets of top professionals and Olympic athletes. Only $5.95 from Kiwi Sports. Kiwi Sports of Hollywood, Florida.
All right. Well, if you're not sportsy, here's something that you may like to do. All right. You may like to do this. I think it could be just as valuable in our society. It's about, let's see, it's the type of job where you solve crimes. Would you go to this school to learn how to solve crimes? What am I talking about?
Detective! Learn how the pros do it. Track and analyze clues. Send secret messages. Create disguises. Lift fingerprints. Use secret equipment. Learn real crime investigation. Send $1 for secret detective kit, career kit, whatever. Send $1 for secret detective career kit to Detective School, Department D, P.O. Box 2557, Santa Ana, California, zip code 92799. You can be a detective. Learn how the pros do it. Send $1 for secret detective career kits.
Be a detective. All right, let's discover what else is here. Oh, boy, this is boring. Oh, well, this is something of an item that you pay for. Has to do with sports, but not necessarily athletics. You don't have to be athletic to be to take part in collecting these things. What am I talking about? Not a good description. All right, what am I talking about?
Howard Sports Collectibles, selling mid-condition baseball cards. Fast service. Get the 1986 Topps 792 cards for $18.75. Get the 1986 Fleer 792 cards, $18.75. Get the 1985 Topps 792 cards for $21.95. Get the 1985 Fleer 660 cards, $21.50. Get the 1985 Topps NFL Football 396 card set, $12.95. Get the 1985 USFL Football 132 card set, $10.95. 90-page catalog free with orders or send $5. We accept Visa, MasterCard, and COD orders. Call night or day. 7 days a week at 419-934-2612. Or mail your order to Howard Sports Collectibles, 119 East Main Street, Department D, Leipsic, Ohio, zip code 45856. Howard Sports Collectibles!
Yes, all right. Is there any more? I think there's one more ad I want. Get back to the story. Get rid of my hiccups, too. How about that? Let's see. Okay. This is about some books that you could read. Screw the clue. Okay. I have a story that's way more important to get back to. All right.
DC 1986 specials and annuals. Star Trek Annual number 2. Revealed at last, the final mission of the Enterprise. By Mike W. Barr, on sale June 26th. Warlord Annual number 5. Travis Morgan battles a vanished people, determined to conquer the Earth. By Mike Flesher and Adam Kubert, on sale June 26th. DC Comics, where legends live.
live. Let this episode of Comic Book Radio Theater live on. Okay, let me find my spot here. Aha.
We now return to Teen Titans Spotlight number 2. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg.
I'm not sure what this means. Only a copy. No original. I'm not sure what that means. Uh-oh. The guard's coming.
Who's here? I heard a noise, a crash.
The army guard who's opened up the door, looking around for an intruder, has a gun ready in his hand.
Nobody. But the window's smashed.
The army guard goes over and looks at the smashed window.
20 stories straight down. No way that could be an intruder. But just in case, I'll alert the captain. He wanted to know if anything strange happened. This is definitely fits under things that are strange.
Starfire flies somewhere else and thinks to herself.
That was a dead end. I don't know what to do next. I'm not like Nightwing. I'm not a detective. And I'm not logic-orientated either, like Wonder Girl and Cyborg is.
Starfire finds herself going into the Pretoria City Morgue.
But it's obvious. I've got to start learning how. Here's the morgue. This is where they're keeping Father Mandutu's body until it's cremated, against his wife's wishes. Let's see. Father Nelson Mandutu, age 43. Negro, cause of death, burns. Even if they did goad me into it, I still killed him.
Starfire finds the morgue bed where Father Mandutu lies. She pulls the white covers off of him.
Father Mandutu, there's nothing I can say that can bring you back to life. Nothing I can do to erase what I did. I am so sorry.
So sorry. So sorry. So sorry.
I can only hope. Hope and only pray to your God. Or to my Eek's Hall. That knowing my reasons, you could forgive me.
Forgive me.
You could forgive me.
Forgive me.
Starfire holds Father Nelson Mandutu's head in her hands. She's overlooking it. She sees something that surprises her.
Huh?
What's this?
What's this?
What's this?
What's this? Eek's Hall! His head! There's a bullet hole in his head! He was shot!
He was shot!
He was shot! He was shot! He was already dead! Dead before I got there!
I didn't kill him! I didn't kill him!
I didn't kill him!
Made me believe I killed him! They convinced everyone else I'm a murderer! Well, maybe I should become one! Maybe I should find them and...
No! No! I won't! I can't! Whether or not I killed him, my lesson is still the same. I can never intend to kill again. I am no longer on planet Tamaran. I cannot allow my emotions to overwhelm me to the point of wanting to kill my foes.
There are other ways.
Nightwing and Wonder Girl have tried to convince me of that for years. But I had to come to that decision myself.
Starfire leans over to where Father Nelson Mandutu's body is lying, and she speaks into his ear.
Father, Father Mandutu, your life is spent teaching others that the open hand is more powerful than the clenched fist. You've helped teach me that as well. Rest well, Nelson Mandutu. Your life's work has not died with you. Your life's work will not die with you.
Not die.
You are listening to a reading. Oh,
forgot my little bit.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM out of Winnipeg. Now we got the call letters out of the way. Let me tell you that you are listening to a reading of Teen Titans Spotlight number 2, September, the year 1986.
Down many ladies around the world.
KUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
No! I can't! I won't! Whether or not I killed him, my lesson is still the same. I never intended to kill again. I'll never intend to kill again. I am no longer of Tamaran. I can't allow my emotions to overwhelm me to the point of wanting to kill my foes. There are other ways. Nightwing and Wonder Girl have tried to convince me of that for years, but I had to come to that decision myself.
Starfire leans over to talk to a dead Nelson Mandutu.
Father Mandutu, your life was spent teaching others. Others that the open hand was more powerful than the clenched fist. You've helped teach me that as well. Rest well, Nelson Mandutu. Your life's work has not died with you.
Starfire flies off to where the black townships are in outside of Pretoria.
It's almost night. I have plenty of time to plan our next move.
When she gets to the Black Township, she only finds one sole person there. One person. She drops in to talk with her.
Excuse me, where is everybody? Where's Ada? Ada Mandutu. You're the only one here.
They have all gone.
Where? Gone where? Gone
to the city, Pretoria, to march in solidarity.
But that's exactly what the government wants. Now they can destroy Father Mandutu's wife and his cause in one single stroke.
Hundreds of thousands marching peacefully, following Ada Mandutu. And from the darkness shall come the light, and the light shall set them free. A helicopter, an army helicopter, flies over.
Ada! The government! They're watching us!
Let them. Let them watch. We march in peace. The only violence will be on their side.
Inside the army helicopter.
Red wall to base, red wall to base. There's hundreds of thousands of them, blacks and colors, disappearing right into the dark. Sort of fitting, ain't it? Captain, huh? What do I do next?
Tell them to keep following them. When these animals attack us, they will show the world why we have to remain in charge.
Oh, Captain, has Pretoria Capital been notified of this confrontation?
No. There's no need. When we have proven our case, Pretoria will consider me a hero. The blacks are savages, like the jungle animals they grew up with. They will attack us, and we will put them down before the eyes of the truly civilized nations.
Ada Mandutu! Ada Mandutu! Ada Mandutu!
You are in violation of our curfew laws and the laws against blacks congregating. You are also here to avenge the death of your husband, but we had nothing to do with that. Indeed, Father Mandutu finally saw the light and agreed to work with us. Why doesn't his woman do the same thing too?
Not here to seek revenge, Captain. We have no weapons. This is a peaceful march. One to tell the world.